Supreme game taking over. That's a problem, it's not a threat. Uppercut season, no time, you stop breathing. But also, too, our next review would be season 2 of Tokyo Vice. So, LB, again, what was your favorite thing about season 2, about Tokyo Vice?
Oh, man, like, yo, Tokyo Vice did his thing. Once again, the violence and the pacing just hit this season. Like, they made you feel like shit was gonna hit the fan at every moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the pacing and the violence and the whole seriousness and how characters slowly emerge and was running shit behind the scenes and then they emerge and the plot just kept elevating. And the characters were used a lot better. You didn't have all the bullshit side stories, and it didn't focus on like certain people.
They had some side story issues. Well, it was Jake and his family. I think that was.
Yeah, but it true, but the way it was developed and presented, it still ran parallel with the overall story. Like, it just, like, it wasn't done in a meaningless way where you see how they kind of roped it back in at the end of the episode. Like,
right.
So, and literally, that was maybe the weakest, maybe most filler episode the whole season.
True.
And even then, you felt like, damn, like, what's going to happen next? So, yeah, like, if you could have a good, what, 9, what, it was 10 episodes?
Yeah, it was 10 episodes.
And you got one weak episode, one mid episode out of 10 episodes, nigga, your show pretty hard, then, nigga. Like, you kind of did your thing.
Yeah, like, the writing on this show, it definitely improved on there. Because in the first season, because I know, I said you were on the fence with the first season until you watched it a little bit more. You know, because
it took a while to get where it was going. And even then, it wasn't totally happy where when it got there, like, like you know, you taking somebody someplace and you're like, oh, we there yet? Oh, nigga, it's hot. Like, turn the AC up. You got this old ass music. There's this, that, and it's like, then they get there and it's like, okay, I'm feeling it. Like, they're happy for a while and then 2 hours later they're like, all right, I'm ready to go. Like, fuck this. And then you're like, hold on, we could do one more thing. And then they're like, okay, this is cool. It's like, so that's how season 1 was. Like it was just all over the place. Like, and nah, this season, that season 2 just was just fire. Like, each episode was just hitting.
Yeah, they tightened all that shit up, though. And it was an hour of really, really great TV.
And the dialogue was stronger, too. Like, niggas was really like dropping gems and just like the one-liners and how like it didn't get over the top. Like, it still had that street element with the crime, the drama. Like, niggas is still getting shanked up.
Yeah.
Like, nah, it was good, yo. Like, I fucked with it. Like, certain, it wasn't perfect now, you know, but it was good. Very good.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the worst thing about this season?
There was several worst things. First of all, like, and this was a problem from season 1, and it was still a problem in season 2, but not a big problem because the direction they ran with her character. But working in like an after hours spot, the Japanese term for it, because if you play them Yakuza games, they got a mini game where you do that. I'm kind of stuck on that shit. Where you're like a hostess. Hey, what up, Kang? So,
yeah, so I forgot what it is.
Like, you're like the consort hostess, and they pick the most uninteresting, blandest, unsexiest, uncharming white lady of all time to play such an erotic, sensual role, and they keep kind of damn showcasing her and shoving you in her face, and in your face, this bitch, and it's like, that's just annoying.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It was worse. It was as bad as the person they had playing. What's this chick name in The Dark Knight? But yeah, no, I'm just saying, like casting could truly make or break your show. Like, look, this is what I'm saying. If I'm casting, and I know a chick has to be an escort or something, and she has to play sexy roles and not even be sexy, but sensual, like that whole vibe, like, and you're talking to billionaires, rich niggas, and you're sitting up there, you're popping bottles, you're like the bottle girl type of shit, like, her acting is just so bland, her face is like, she's just so, like, couldn't be there, like, I just, like, oh my god, like, acting was horrible, like, so that's one of the worst things about it. Two was some of the writing and build up for certain scenes could have been developed a lot more. Like, certain shit, they just kind of jump to conclusions, or like they jump to a cut scene and you're like, damn, like, y'all could have kind of built that up. Like, and one of them is the guy, is it Hanayama?
Mm-hmm.
The nigga who came out of prison. And he was made like the underboss.
Yeah.
Him, like, there was times when it's like I, even with the cabin episode when they're in the woods and shit, like they just all over the place. Like, they'll have tension when there shouldn't be tension, then there's no tension when there's obviously should be tension. It's like certain things they didn't develop right. Like, it just seemed off. Mm-hmm. And even when at the end, like, when when they turn on him, you never got to think that, oh shit, like why niggas don't fuck with him? Like it was just certain things just seemed like they kind of missed certain things in developing the story type shit.
But like, the world building was already so crazy that it's really a minor distraction.
Yeah, it was minor. It's minor. Like, honestly, the Samantha thing is worse. Mm-hmm. If we're honest. But it's not as bad as season two. So that's why it's like, these are just minor things. Like, so that's what I'm trying to say. Like, the season was so good, these two minor things still don't even hurt it.
I agree.
Whereas season one, the problems were really bad because the show direction was all over the place. It didn't know what it was trying to do. Like, but it's like, it was almost like forced season two. Like, it turned around that season two. Like, it got where it was going, and it was like, look, it almost like they was apologizing for season one. Like, it was like, yo, man, sorry. Like, mm-hmm. like, we got this. We got our shit together, nigga. Here, rock with us. We gonna murk niggas every episode and keep you interested. We gonna cut niggas' fingers off. We gonna cut up reporters. We, you know what I mean? We going to different countries. Like, we international. Like,
yeah,
we got guns, baby. Like, niggas is doing shit.
Stabbing, shootings, all types of ill shit.
Hold on, I'm hearing MK2 is supposed to have a 27 fight. And y'all supposed to be 3 to 5 minutes. I don't even know what that means, bro. Like, you with the video game talking terminology. I swear, I'm so behind with shit. Like, y'all, I don't be. So I was playing a game earlier today, like, for the first time in like a minute. I'm fucking Streets of Rage 4. But yeah, I if we was to score this shit, I'd get us a 9.
Yeah, no, 9 is a good score too. Like, because the season finale was dope as fuck. Like, I thought.
Yeah, you know, if you would have said a 10, I wouldn't have argued. But a 9, I feel like this is definitely like this is hard. Like, yeah.
Yeah, like again,
and it closed off good.
And now, of course, like, and I'm pretty sure soon it'll be like other HBO shows. HBO shows like, hey, you know, we're gonna cancel it. Let's shop the show around, see if anyone else wants. I hope it doesn't, but I already know. I've already decided the fact that.
I mean, it felt like the show ran its course, though. True. Could you see it going another season?
Well, let me ask y'all real quick. Did it? I mean, I don't watch it, but like, did the second season kind of satisfy in terms of like close the story?
For me, it did.
Oh. Hold on, what was the question?
If the second season finale sort of closed, you know, kind of gave you a true finale for this, you know, for the show. Like, or is it still more like in terms of the storyline that needs to happen?
Nah, like it kind of closed, like the way it ended. It was on some, like, if you had to start it up again, it's like you would have to give it a new storyline, a new, like, it's not like, you know how some shows end, some seasons end, right? And there's another thread in the background, or there's something else bubbling, and it's like, damn, I wonder, like, I like, AK, for example, it ended better than rap shit.
Okay, that makes.
Well, that's like, I haven't watched rap shit.
Okay, like, probably get like the way rap shit ended. It was cool, but they still have more story to tell.
Yeah, there was more story to tell.
Sure. Where this shit ended, it's like you would have to give us a story real quick. Like, you'd have to give us a story. Whereas rap shit, you already had. You know, it's like.
Like, did they make it? Like,
cause yeah, they made it to the next level, but do they make it? Yeah. Does the manager, she start fucking with the op? Like, what happens? Like, what happens with that? Like, do these niggas go on tour again? Do they get, like, that type of shit? Like, whereas this kind of ends, I don't want to ruin it, spoil it, but, like, but yeah, the way Tokyo Vice ends, it's like, everything was wrapped up, really.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in a sense, like, that's what made it great. It was good closure. It wasn't like fucking Power or something where it's like, damn, all right, we got Kanan, nigga. Then it's like, oh shit, damn, this nigga Felix Lobos is, you know, the plug is angry.
And I should have asked you real quick, since I know we're on the other, but Invincible, I'm gonna watch it probably in the next. But is it? Did that close with finale, or is that like there's gonna be more seasons type of shit? I'm just wondering.
Nah, that definitely needs more seasons. That shit just, it got good at the end.
Got good.
Yeah, it's like this season was cool, like with the story, but like not like it almost feels like the season after this would be better.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Makes sense.
But yeah, no, obviously we'll definitely, we fully recommend the second season of Tokyo Vice. Like I said, quality TV, quality acting, quality writing, and everything. Like, considering that what we thought, what I really thought it would actually would be, like, you know, I'm happy that it turned out to be like a really a show of strong writing, not just like just mindless killing, because, you know, the killing when it happens is good, but it's more than that. So, but yeah, no, we would just have to make sure, like I said, for both Invincible and for Tokyo Vice, this both seasons, definitely go and start watching those. They get our thumbs up.